Today I speak in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. The ascension of Jesus into heaven is one of those Bible stories I think modern filmmakers might enjoy making a film. And the opening scene might look something like this. After giving the disciples a final blessing in a calm and loving manner, Jesus looks up and then catches a ride with one of the angels to heaven. And as if moving up an escalator, he slowly, but with a decided purpose, disappears from their sight. The camera then cuts to an overhead shot of the disciples. From above, you can see they are dazed, mouths open, and surprised. They stand looking up as if watching the launch of a rocket into space. Now what? We can almost hear them say. Our leader and our friend is gone. What can we do now? Now, the ascension is one of my favorite biblical narratives, like the parting of the Red Sea, the feeding of the 5,000. We can picture the ascension in our mind. We can use our imagination to fill in the details. And for this reason, the ascension is a common theme in art. In paintings, sculptures, stained glass windows, Jesus is shown dramatically rising above his disciples. Now, some artists depict the disciples trying to stop Jesus from leaving. They may be in the shadows, ready to reach out and grab his feet. Other depictions, like the one I've included today, which you might want to have a look, show only the feet, as Jesus is about to slip away from the grasp of his disciples. And this image, I think, gives us an insight to the reality of incarnation, to the identity of Jesus. Now, as we listen to the story of the ascension, the divinity of Jesus is obvious. And yet, as we look at today's image, his humanity is what we notice. What, after all, can be more human than feet? Theologically, feet are very interesting. In the Psalms, the word of God is a lamp unto our feet. The earth is said to be under the feet of God. In the Gospels, Mary anoints the feet of Jesus with oil, while Jesus washes the feet of his disciples. And I think one of the most powerful images of feet in the Christian tradition are those associated with pilgrimage or journey. And in today's gospel, Jesus has just returned from a journey, walking with the two men on the road to Emmaus. And now, in his ascension, Jesus' journey on earth is coming to an end. And yet, this ending is a bit unusual. After all, what really is the point of the ascension? Why does the story of Jesus not simply end with the resurrection? Or if Jesus was going to stay, why only 40 days? Wouldn't his ongoing presence make the world a better place? And what's more, if we take the ascension at face value, Jesus seems to be leaving things to a group of people who do not always have an impressive track record of spiritual insight. So what was Jesus thinking? Why did he leave his disciples alone, staring up to the sky, wondering what to do next? Now imagine for a moment how they must have felt, alone, insecure, frightened. I think we can all relate these feelings. And they remind me of a time in my life when I was staring up to heaven, wondering what to do next. In my final weeks of training for ordained ministry, I was a little nervous. Everything I did, every choice I made, felt like I was living my final moments of freedom. Looking back at this is slightly amusing today, but at the time, it was very serious. Ordination, after all, was a big step, and one I did not take lightly. And I remember well a lovely afternoon sitting in the garden of my theological college and thinking about the events ahead. As I sat enjoying the day, I suddenly thought, what am I doing? How is it possible that that I am about to be ordained in the Church of England. Someone must have got something wrong. And as my feelings and fear of doubt began to overwhelm me, I noticed a beautiful cherry tree in full blossom nearby. And as I gazed at the tree, things around me gradually brightened. The blossoms on the tree seemed to be glowing. And suddenly, a large white butterfly landed on one of the blossoms near where I was sitting. The butterfly shimmered like gold in the sunlight. And I looked around to see if anyone else was noticing this amazing thing before me. But I realized I was alone. And as I continued to watch the butterfly, I suddenly felt calm and at peace. I knew somehow that God was with me, that he was calling me and leading me. After a while, the butterfly flew away and all again seemed normal. Now, this event in my life was a bit of a mystery, and I do believe that God sometimes works in our lives in mysterious ways. The ascension is also a mystery, a big mystery. And yet, I think the purpose of the ascension becomes very clear as we wait and look ahead towards the calling of those first disciples. In leaving, Jesus is showing his disciples that it is time for them to grow up, to discover their calling as future leaders of the church. If Jesus had stayed, they would never have become the people God had called them to be. The ascension, then, is a bit like a parent letting go of their child, allowing them to grow and explore life for themselves. So what's important here is that Jesus has enough faith in his disciples to let them go. And the same is true for us. In our lives, there will be times when we look up to the sky and ask, "Now what, Lord?" There will be times like this week in the face of tragedy and seemingly pointless violence where we wonder where God is in the midst of it. And there are no easy answers. We don't know where or what God is doing. And yet, it may be in the asking where our faith becomes real. When we come to understand that what we know by faith. And our faith tells us that God is here. Look again for a moment at the image and notice the footprints. The artist here is making a very important point. The footprints are the image of Jesus. They are a sign that the presence of God is very much alive. Jesus is not leaving his disciples alone, for he has given them a promise. Just as he is ascending to be with God the Father, very soon the Spirit of God will descend upon them. And so as we wait with the disciples for Pentecost, for the unleashing of the power of the Holy Spirit, let's pause before the image of ascension and imagine ourselves into the story. As Jesus says goodbye, he begins to rise. We look up and see the scars on his hands and then on his feet. And here we are struck with the reality of incarnation, that the God of the universe has come down into this broken world for each of us, and he has done this so that we will never be alone. Amen.